Tasty, flavorful coffee comes from thriving farms. However, long-held industry standards leave most farmers scraping by, severely limiting their ability to grow quality coffee. But together, we can change that. Our direct-from-farm sourcing eliminates the many layers usually found between the farmer and you. This results in prosperous farms with the capacity to grow exceptional coffee. And great coffee is what makes all our days brighter. We invite you to be a part of a coffee movement where everyone is lifted. Joe Bean, coffee that lifts everyone.
Live from Rochester, this is Plants of Beats.
Yo, so I had Bryce to bring the turntables over a little crib, right? And we just was in the music, bro. Like, yeah. You know, I was into it. I used to always be doing it, low listen to music, listen to shit that I like that other motherfuckers around us wasn't listening to. I'm like, cuz banging the chronic. I'm like, I like that shit. I listen to that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, though, we used to pull up to school playing crisscross. You feel me? So,
wearing your backwards pants.
Yo, no, we ain't do all that. But...
we ain't take it that but far.
One time I had, like, I was bringing them over, or like my turntables would be in my crib. I got them set up in my mom's living room.
Yeah.
Just in the dining room for years and shit, right? So, and I had vinyls, and Low was low in the vinyls. You know what I'm saying? And, I bought, like, look, he had a fucking a closet door that wasn't on
it wasn't
in the door. You feel me? So we in this room. I'm like, we set this turntable shit up. You feel me? I just don't know how yet. Put the turntable on top of the box TV. put the door on top of the box TV. Put the mixer in the middle and put both turntables on the side. We had a fucking table.
Classic, bro. On top of the door, on top of the TV.
On top of the door, on top of the TV.
Classic.
Both turntables and the mixer.
Classic.
Balanced perfectly.
Classic.
Perfectly balanced.
Yeah.
TV big enough to have the base of the fucking turntables on it still, so it wasn't tipping. You know what I'm saying? Like, classic. Technique speakers in the corner. You feel me?
A TV these days would never.
I can't. TV ain't big enough.
The TV ain't big enough these days.
But that TV had some ass on it. Like, you feel me? TV we talking about, you know what I mean?
Are you outside of your mind?
But I didn't know. I didn't know at the time your musical, like, background or lineage, or like how much music was in your family. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, I know. Well, the obvious, right? Your cousin was Left Eye, from TLC, right?
Yeah.
But it was more than that, though, right?
What you mean? Like, just as far as like,
you have, like, family, like, yeah, like, your family lived.
Like him, yeah, like my dad, you know, he played the bass. My grandpa was in the orchestra and had his own type of, I mean, big band thing going on when he was doing his thing. My uncle played instruments, you know, both my uncles play instruments, you know what I'm saying? My mom loved music, bro. Like, that's how I know about all that 70s shit, bro. Yeah. Like, that's why when I be sampling, when I be digging, like, I don't dig the same. Like, I be listening to this shit different. Like, my fucking favorite artist when I was growing up was Michael Jackson. Fuck. Yeah, music just been in my family, bro. Like, I've been around music my whole life.
Were you conscious? Like, how old were you when, like, TLC was, like, popular, like, in the 90s?
So in 93, when they dropped Ooh on the TLC tip, I was 4. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was a young boy.
What about Waterfalls? That was like, what, 97?
97? Yeah, so I was 8.
Did you,
know what I'm saying?
Were you conscious of that being your family, or was it like distant relative kind of thing?
95. No, that's because she used to stay with us, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, when I was a young boy, she stayed with us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
Philly.
She stayed at my mom's crib on 13th Street in Philly.
13th Street, where I know you live? Like, at that crib?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
She also stayed on Smelly and Butler with my grandpa.
Okay.
Where we used to be at. Like, we was young boys. Like, you feel me? Like, so she was there more than us. You know what I'm saying? I think we was there till, like, you know, till, like, we got, like, in, like, middle school and shit like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Like, she used to live with my grandpa and my grandma. Because we got the same, you know what I mean, the same grandparents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my uncle is my mom's brother. Like, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
That's our dad. You know, but yeah, outside of, like I said, outside of that, like that's the obvious. Like, she, you know, she we know who she is. Everybody knows who she is. But it just been in my family. Her, like I said, her dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, my family's just musical, you know what I'm saying? And I just took in a lot of you guys think, like, when she was doing her thing, I wasn't looking at her like music.
That's what I was asking. Yeah, were you conscious?
You know what I'm saying?
Were you conscious of, my cousin is this superstar? Or was it just like, no, that's my cousin?
I knew, like, you got, like, to us, that's Lisa.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's just Lisa. I didn't look, we ain't look at her like Left Eye.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? I knew she was Left Eye. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't look at her like Left Eye. She took the whole fucking all the little cousins, like all of my cousins from different sides, bro. We all, everybody like 10 to 12, or even the older, like because she took us all on the fucking family trip to Disney.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we knew her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we're just like, oh, we see her sometimes. Like, no, we knew Lisa. And same thing from all the cousins, bro. They'd say, you know what I mean? Like, they probably got similar stories. It ain't just me. It's not just my cousin. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They same thing. You know what I'm saying? We knew her.
Did that make you want to get into music, or was that your own thing?
That's my own thing. That's why I said, like, when she was alive, I ain't look at her like music. Like, you know, she just was Lisa. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I knew, and we knew what type of time it was. Like, we knew she was who she was. Like, damn, Lisa did that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I just was around music a lot. And it's crazy because first, I was on some turntable shit.
You wanted to be a DJ first?
No, I just like touching. I just like being in control of the music. I like touching. I like touching the music. Like, yeah. You feel me? I like to listen to music repetitively.
Yeah.
You feel me? And everybody ain't trying to hear that. Everybody not trying to hear the same beat on repeat. But you don't know what I'm doing in my head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just listening to the beat on repeat because I'm just listening to it on repeat. I got something else going on.
Yeah.
And that shit start coming out later. Niggas start peeping like, damn, y'all listening to something on repeat? You're probably writing something. Or I'm reciting something. You know what I'm saying?
When you write your first rap,
probably like, I don't know exactly, but I'm gonna say like sixth grade. I remember being in class in sixth grade, like writing, and I just kept writing some, like, all these names on my book and shit. And my homie was like, "Who that?" I'm like, "It's my raps." Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I wasn't letting people hear them yet, though.
Yeah,
I ain't let nobody hear nothing until like 10th grade. I ain't gonna hold you. I never really looked at it like, yo, I'm just trying to choose a career. I just love doing it.
Really?
Like, if it's like, yeah, like, if it's like, if somebody, like, if I'm blessed with the opportunity to make this a career, that's flames, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can set up Trey Life, that's too crazy. Like, that's the craziest blessing ever. They'd be like, damn, you put in all this work and you finally, you know what I'm saying? But I love it. I love music. You know that. Everybody, you know what I mean, that know me know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's not like that. But I did, I will say, I think I started taking it a little more serious. Like, probably like what you said, which you remember too. Like, when we started really going to the Batcave, you know what I'm saying? I started recording with Rub when it was around our way. Like, you know what I mean? When
talk about, because we could probably talk here forever and people really not understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Explain what the Batcave was at that time.
Fucking staple. Yeah. I mean, for upcoming artists, for artists that was already doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? It was, yeah, like, that was the place you wanted to be. And when it first started off, everybody wasn't getting in there. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you had to put some work in to know somebody. You know what I mean?
It was where Meek first started recording, right? Meek Mill.
Yeah, Meek was going there and just on some real rap. Like, I heard how Meek shit was sounding. I'm like, what the fuck? He recording that? That shit sound fucking as clear as shit. Like, God damn. You know what I'm saying?
And it just so happened that it was in our neighborhood, like a five minute walk.
Right on the corner,
how
bro.
Crazy was that?
Talking about a walk. It wasn't even a drive for it. It didn't have to be a drive.
We did drive there, but it didn't have to be a drive.
Because we had shit with us, like, you feel me? You know what I mean? Had studio shit, computer, you know what I mean? Like,
So I wanna talk about something that I don't even know if me and you have talked about in full. We kinda danced around the edges of it. But we were in a group.
Yeah.
I want to say 2009, 2010. Almost best friends in high school coming up. Just like we said, played ball together, went to parties together.
Yeah, they got everything.
Drove to school together, drove home together.
There's some stories I can't say right now. There's
some stories we can't tell, right? Worked at the Turnpike together as toll booth collectors. I mean, we lived 5 minutes from each other. I mean, we were super close growing up, bro. And
yeah, bro.
We got in a group, and then we had a falling out for a couple of years. What was going through your head at that point when us as friends kind of had a that riff with each other and didn't speak for like what, 2-3 years, maybe longer.
I don't know. I don't think it was. I think it was like little shit. Like I would try. Like me and you was kind of like in spurts, like saying shit to each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, to answer your question, I'm like, damn, that's my nigga, bro. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, right. I ain't know what the fuck is going on. Like,
right.
God, damn. Shit, corny as shit. Like, man. I mean, so like, you know, then like, it's crazy because it was like when I made this, like Rob made a whole tape. I really was bombing. I was bombing, like, and it's crazy. I talked to E, shout out to E. But I was, I made a whole tape just bombing because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it was you and E that really had the issue. And
yeah, it was how it came up, you know, how it came about. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it could have been, like we talked about, it could have been a conversation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whatever. He felt, whatever you felt. You know what I mean? This shit just never was a conversation. Like, you know what I'm saying? And if it was a conversation, it wouldn't have been like that. You know what I'm saying? Niggas would have never felt like damn, why these bulls go to fucking Mansfield without me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. or why this, you know what I mean? If simple and plain, none of that. If we just had a conversation about anything, none of that should happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But again, like throughout that them time periods, like bro, I pulled up on you. I Let You Hear Volume 2. That was like 2012. Like, you feel me? Like I didn't, like we kept in contact. You know what I'm saying? A little bit, but
we kept in contact. We wasn't as close as we was, but we did keep in contact here.
But
and there.
I felt, but see, just on some fair shit. I feel like that was just on some. I'm like, damn, like I don't know. I just don't know. I know what niggas was on. I'm like, you know, like on some bias shit. I'm like. It seemed like it's them, like, and me and Lil relationship was like, we was, that's my dog, like, you mean, we like best friend, nigga.
Yeah.
So I'm, but how it started playing out was like, damn, it's them and me. It ain't, you know what I mean? It wasn't, you feel me?
You felt like I chose a side.
Yeah. Like, or like you grew up with E.
Yeah.
So like when he came home from that little bullshit that happened, you know what I'm saying? It was like I felt like he was trying to still protect you or something. I'm like, bro, we really homies, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You missed some of this because you know what I mean? You was in the joint, you know what I mean? But like me and Loden did everything together for like 3 summers. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, but you live and you learn, man. Like I said, you know, on some mature shit, he said something to me a couple times and reached out and hollered at him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, again, like, you know, me and you wasn't probably talking as much, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? I was basically just showing, I'm like, bro, this is my friend, bro. I'm like, nigga, I'm not on no bullshit with Love, nigga.
Like, yeah, you know, and I think back to it now, I've had conversations about, like, to me, I had a conversation with somebody about, like, breakups, and we was talking about, like, how a friend breakup, having an issue with like a friend that you grew up with is like, it stings harder than like a romantic situation falling apart. Like, you know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah.
Like it's almost like you said, it's just like, man, like we talk about all these memories we had together and how we was together every day. Just hanging out, having fun, and then one day the wrong thing gets said, communication doesn't happen, and then all of a sudden you go years without building those more memories, and that shit hurt, bro. You know, like that's time you can't get back. You know,
I ain't talked to E for like 10 years, bro.
10 years, y'all didn't speak.
Like,
bro,
right, I ain't. You know what I'm saying, bro? Right? Like, I ain't talked to E for like I didn't. You know, it wasn't like I ain't fucking talking to this nigga. I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that, but it's life though, right? It's like, you know, eventually you move on, you have, you know, other connections with other people, and if things never get talked about, just stays like that.
Shit was talked about a little bit, so, you know.
But it's dope that it all came back around.
So how old were y'all when this all went down?
So at 09, what I was like
21. I was 21.
I was 20.
Yeah, if I was 21, you was 20.
So I mean, when you're talking about maturing, but that's the whole thing at 20, 21. I mean, you barely knew yourself. Yeah. Like you think you did, but you don't. You don't know yourself at that age. And being able to have a mature conversation versus being angry and frustrated and hurt, like hurt's the first thing that shuts you down. Hurt's the first thing that makes you not talk
for sure
to anybody. You can hang, you can bust balls all day, but when you're actually hurt, like you don't know how to talk about hurt when you're 20 or 21 and you're prideful.
Especially as a man.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing to be vulnerable and say somebody hurt your feelings because you don't want to come off as soft.
No, I mean, I just think that door wasn't like, it wasn't open for, like you said. I mean, maybe like, so, okay, so you are right in that regard for that thought process, right? But like, it don't matter what somebody, like, you know what I mean? But like, I just feel like that door never was open for somebody to be.
Because
like,
if one of us would have slowed down and just be like, yo, I didn't like that thing that you said, or I didn't like that thing that you did, bro. Whatever it was, right? And I can't even remember the details of it, and that shows you how whatever it was wasn't important.
Ain't nobody steal no money from nobody.
Ain't nobody take nobody's girl.
Shit, bro. It wasn't no fist fights or nothing.
It was just like...
I knew your mom, bro. You know, mama. You know what I'm saying, bro? That's what I'm saying. It was that ego shit and some trap shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we had that other shit thrown in there. Like, you know, it was part of that shit. Like, you feel me? Yeah. Yeah, like that, but, you know.
A series of misunderstandings, the wrong thing said at the wrong time, and then people just go to their corners.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People go to their corners.
When other people get into it, right. Too far, right. Like, I ain't tell you to say that, nigga. Right. Like, I ain't tell you to say that.
Then other people get in it thinking they got to take sides and do this and do that, and then it just... It gets worse.
Now, say hold up. It's too late now. You can't say hold up now. You already shot your gun. You know what I mean?
You know, we grew up in a very violent place, bro. And I wonder how many acts of violence that we saw growing up stem from that very thing. It's just the fact that we wasn't on that, right?
It's some real shit, but if somebody was, it would have been like that.
Exactly,
though. Like
if somebody
turned it into something else, that would have been cool, bro. Yeah. Who wouldn't be having this on this podcast right now? Like, you feel me? Like,
but how many times did we see that happen in other circles or other circumstances growing up, bro?
It's countless times.
The wrong thing said, that's like the norm.
And people don't understand that. Like, people think when you talk about Philly, I'm trying to paint this picture of some hard ass city. No, I'm trying to tell you this really how the fuck it is. It's really like this, bro.
I was just having this conversation the other day. I'm like, I'm not trying to make it seem like I come from extreme poverty and like the belly of the beast. But I did grow up in a place where you kind of got to keep your head on a swivel at all times, you know?
Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand that. And that prepare you for other things in life. You know, it's unfortunate that you're going to walk around like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It's not but that you're in it all the time, but shit goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I need to be aware of shit going down. I'm not about to be the dude walking around like, oh, it can't go down anywhere. I know it can go right now. It can happen.
Like, especially the places we used to go as teenagers. We would go to the scummiest of scummiest of neighborhoods if we thought it was a party.
Listen, yo, I was leaving Wild one time with some young boys.
Oh, man.
This dude was rolling his revolver up in the car. I'm like, we out, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And this is a skating ring.
It's a skating ring. Skating ring, bro. I'm like, I'm in eighth grade. Cuz gotta be like, you mean? Like, why are you here? You know what I'm saying? You gotta be like 18, 20. You about to shoot up a party with eighth graders? Like, god damn.
Ridiculous.
Somebody's about to jump a rope on roller skates. Somebody's spinning the revolver.
No. You feel me?
They're about to do a spin around loop the loop.
Don't forget to check the show notes. You'll find more information about today's guests, tips for caring for our feature plant, and a few special links connected to the episode. ZZ Plant. You ever heard of it?
ZZ Plant?
ZZ Plant.
No, I never heard of it.
It's a highly resilient, low-maintenance house plant native to Eastern and South Africa, widely prized for its tropical aesthetic, forgiving nature, unique features. It's got thick feather-like stems lined with shiny emerald green leaflets. It grows like a potato-like underground, and underground tubers that store moisture, making the plant incredibly drought tolerant. It's an air purifier, and it averages a slow upward and outward growth, typically maturing to 2 to 3 feet tall and wide. It's one of those plants that if you look up good starter plants, people will say get a ZZ plant because they're really hard to kill. But they are also incredibly resilient. And
yeah, that's the first thing I heard. I'm like, okay.
And that is why I picked it for you for two reasons. We kind of talked about how you took a break from, you know, music to raise your son, and then now, you know, you back heavy in it. We'll talk about that. But it's another incident that happened in your life that you came back from that I want to kind of touch. And that was your heart issue that you had when you was a kid, right?
Yeah, man.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
What part, man? Like,
whatever you want to share. Whatever you want to share, man. First, what happened? I mean, well,
So I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know I had a heart issue. You know what I'm saying? I was just at some point, like in high school. No, I'm sorry. I'm tripping. Some point in middle school, like seventh grade, I was just, I started to feel like short of breath. Like, I'm like, well, I'm fucking out of shape, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? There's no way I'm breathing this hard like this, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're a kid, bro. You're not thinking there's something wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it was a couple instances where I kind of was just really out of breath. Like, one time I came in the crib, I thought it was because I ate my noodles and just killed them because they all came up. You know what I'm saying? And my mom thought I was playing. You know what I'm saying? She's like, get up. I'm like, I can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? So she started thinking I got exercise-induced asthma or something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You know, you got, of course, not thinking about no hard shit.
Right.
Fucking, then I was like, my man Dave, like, he was older than us. So, like, if I'm like 12, Dave, like 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? He used to play football and shit, you know what I mean? So I'm running around the block trying to get in shape with him. He's like, man, you out of shape, bro. I got my hands on my knees breathing hard as shit, bro. Like, you feel me? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, yeah, man. So I'm like, I'm out of shape. I don't know what to mean.
Yeah.
So one time I was at, like, it was after school. This when the shit happened, like, you know what I'm saying? I was after school. And, you know, I went to Philadelphia, so I was playing ball at the rec. Like, you know what I mean? We played for the rec. Like, we played for the Outer Eagles. We played at the rec. That was our home job. And at the school, I just went over there because, you know, that's just to play ball. Like, I wasn't even playing ball. Like, I remember getting the ball and shooting it. I ain't even run. I hadn't ran for the ball the whole time I was in there. I got the ball and shot that joint, bro. And then shit started. Like, you know how, like, when you stand up too fast, mm-hmm. you start getting lightheaded. Mm-hmm. But you know how you come back? Like, that little ring opened up. Bro, that shit was closing. Like, it kept closing. So I sit down because I'm like, this shit don't feel right, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, and then it got so crazy, I laid down. But I start sweating. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, you feel me? So I lay down and I can't see, bro. Like, you feel me? I'm trying to look like right in front of me and I can't fucking see. Then I can't hear. It sound like I'm underwater. It sound like everybody around me trying to say, like, hey, get up. It sound like I'm underwater. Like, you know what I mean? I can't hear these people, bro. But I can hear somebody, like, I can feel somebody tapping my hand, like, get up. You know what I'm saying? Like, get up. So I blacked out. Like, I don't know. I was gone. Like, you feel me? And then so it's so crazy. I was having a conversation one time with somebody, and I don't think it offended my mom, but, like, she was like, you didn't just, she's like, I was like, I passed out. And my mom was like, Pookie, you didn't just pass out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was gone. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that, bro. So that little flashing, that blackout, I was gone for a little bit. They said, I was foaming, I'm shaking this shit. You know, of course, my brother there, he, you know, he running around the gym, you know what I mean? Losing his damn mind because, you know, this shit, it's crazy. She see a break, you know what I mean? Like, your brother fucking dying, bro. You know what I mean? And at some point, like immediately, like, all that's going on, somebody went to go call the paramedics or the ambulance or whatever, and thank God they got there when they got there because I was gone for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You mean, like, so it was died, little flashing, you like, died for a little bit? That's what you mean?
Yeah.
That's what the doctor told you?
Yeah, I was going for a little bit. So that's why I said, like, when I said, like, I passed out. And my mom was like, no, you didn't just pass out. You know what I'm saying? That was like saying, like, you was going. She don't want to see. I think it's my mom. She ain't trying to say that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for a minute, I was saying that to people, like, I passed out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your mom ain't trying to say that you was gone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't look at it like that before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, back to do being in the wreck. I tapped my hand, I was out. I wake up again. I was getting carried out. You know, I open my eyes again. Like, I'm not waking up on my own, like, moving. I'm opening my eyes. Open my eyes up again. I'm in the fucking ambulance because some oxygen shit on me. And then the last time I woke up, I was in the fucking hospital. You know what I mean? So at this point, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And, you know, my, like, during my time in the hospital, I was in the hospital for like, shoot, like 2 weeks, for a minute, like, you know what I mean? And then I had the surgery. But my time in the hospital, they was doing tests. They was trying to figure out what was wrong. And they told me what was wrong. They said I needed surgery. So
what, like, they say was sleep. Wrong? What was the condition?
It's called anomalous left coronary artery. So, like, if I can explain it and paint the picture for somebody, if you put your fist over your heart and go like this, that's how your shit supposed to go. Like, they post them arteries supposed to go away from your heart like this. Mm-hmm. Mine was like this.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Mine was like this. So when I was overexerting myself, it was cutting off. And then last time, it cut off.
You was born like that, or did it develop born over like time? That. You was born like that. So they had to do a surgery to separate that?
Yeah, so they had to do a surgery to get it back like this.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't know if... Like, I think I was born with it. But I never, like, you know... We didn't know.
Yeah.
You know? We didn't know. So when my son was born, before he was born, I had him looking at his heart. And then when he was born, I had him looking at his heart. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I gotta know that again.
Yeah,
I'm not going through that shit again, bro. You know what I'm saying? His family was scared as shit. And you gotta think, like, Lisa, like, what year was that? 02? Yeah, Lisa just passed. You know what I'm saying? We had a bunch of other family that just passed. Like, it was like, it was back to back. Boom, boom, boom. We kept going to funerals and shit. Then my mom get a scare of losing her fucking son. Like, I never thought about it like that, bro, till like recent years. Like, that's crazy as shit, bro.
So when it happened, you just thought you passed out. They brought you back. You had a surgery.
Yes,
you
bro. I just thought I passed out.
You didn't know the severity of it that, you know, if they wouldn't have got there fast enough, you probably would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it probably wouldn't have been no bringing me back. You feel me? I never looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? I just thought it was like, it's on some kid shit. Like, you know what I mean? I was thinking as a kid.
You think your mom sheltered you from that reality to not scare you?
She let you believe
that you just passed out?
No, I think my mom just blocked that out, bro. I think she wasn't trying to say, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she's trying to say those words to anybody, not just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think, bro. Like, I'm not saying that to Trey. You're not saying that to Bella, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it'd be hard to say that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to even think it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I never thought about it like that. I'm telling people, you know what I mean? I just passed out. One time, I'm trying to tell you, one time my mom was like, you didn't just pass out. You was born. You know what I'm saying?
When she told you that, did it change your perspective on that incident? Or did you always kind of treat it with, like, a certain seriousness when it happened?
Bro, yes, I mean, that added to it, but like, I've always tried to live like tomorrow ain't promised for like, because I'm a prime example of, you know what I mean, that type of shit. Like, I have a second chance to do what I want to do with my life, and it's not in my hands. That was not in my decision or something that I had control of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I live the way I live, and I know some people don't even understand, like, oh, why are you so confident? Or why are you a person, like, bro, if you died before, and you know what I mean? I think you would live a certain way too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a certain energy about you. You know what I'm saying? You would be happy to be alive. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't treat these days like it's going to happen again.
enjoying Plants and Beats, make sure you subscribe and leave us a rating. It helps more people find the show, but more than that, it helps us keep building this little community around music, plants, wellness, and good conversation. Every listen, every rating, every share helps keep the roots growing.
Everybody don't love music, you know what I mean? Just like it's just simple and plain in that regard. I feel like you gotta like if you really love music, you're not going, you ain't never gonna stop it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you love music. You see, you DJ now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You still touch music, bro.
Yeah.
You're not in a situation where you're not doing nothing with music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the people that we talking about ain't doing shit with music. Nothing.
No, and it's almost like that feeling of like, you have to do it when you love it like that, right? Like I, you know, had a whole career as a journalist and went back to film school and did all these other things, but it got to a point where it was like, nah, bro, you love this, so you need to do it. And I resonated with what you said when I first started making beats again and eventually start DJing. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna make this a career now. I had a career, you know, like but that made it even better. It was like, I ain't looking to get rich off of this or become a superstar or nothing. I just love doing it. So I'm gonna just
love
do
doing
it.
This shit. Yeah. Either way. You know? I mean, of course, like I said, it'd be nice to, you know, get some recognition for sure.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But
absolutely.
You know, that's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I work hard for this shit,
yeah,
you know?
For sure.
But like outside of that, you just love music, like, you know?
Talk to me about being a dad. Trey is four? Three?
Trey, three.
Three. Bella's four. So you had him the year after I had Bella. Yeah, man, what's fatherhood like, bro?
It's crazy. I mean, it's beautiful. You know, it's funny as shit. It's crazy. It's scary. It's fucking. I mean, like it's like you. I mean, he teach me. You know, I teach him. You know, you learn something every day about your kid, bro. This shit crazy as hell. Like, it's crazy because, like, I'm probably one of the last. You too. Like, probably one of the last motherfuckers that had kids out of, you know.
In our age, yeah.
Yeah,
like, the people that we grew up with, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But this shit crazy, man. I told somebody before, I was like, yo, I ain't really understand how people, like, why people were disappearing and shit when I was younger, when they had kids and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, a little younger, you're like, yo, I ain't talking to this nigga in a minute. Like, and now I'll be like, bro, I understand. Like, every time I talk to you, bro, it's the same type of conversation, bro. It ain't like,
yeah.
All right, talk alone in a minute, bro. They got kids, bro. It'd be working.
Yeah.
Got your own life shit going on. Your own shit is probably stressing you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So I get it, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like that, like I love being a dad, bro. You know what I'm saying? I love being his dad. Like, you know what I mean? So
it's one of them things that you cannot prepare for. Like,
no.
There is no preparation. Like, people can tell you this is what to expect, or this is what's gonna happen, and you sit there, you nod your head, like, okay, okay. And then like it happens, and that just smacks you in the face. It's just like,
yeah, but and also you're not like, I'm not going to be the same dad as somebody else is. Like, I mean, like, and it's not a shot at nobody at all. It's not nothing like that. It's just like your parenting style might be different than mine, or the thing that you do with your son or daughter might be different than me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
well,
I can't tell you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, we can go off experience of a relatable experience. Like, if we like, yo, when did Bella start potty training, or you know what I mean? Like, when did she start going? You know what I mean? Like, number two, you know what I mean? Like, if we ask her stuff like that, like, that's relatable shit, but like, she got her own timeline, and the shit she gonna do her own time, and Trey got this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
It's funny, because Miz, my brother Mike, he just had a baby, Tyler.
Right, yeah, shout out to Miz, man.
And another one of my friends, I don't think it's public yet, so I'm not gonna put it out there, but it's about to have a baby. And they both... They both said the same thing, like, oh, when I had my kid, they not going to be on these tablets and these screens, and I'm going to have them watching old school cartoons and this and that. And I'll be trying to tell them, like, that's funny you think that's up to you.
It ain't. And what's crazy about it is, right, I was doing that. I'm like, yo, he ain't about to be on this tablet all day.
Yeah, right? Bro, I said the same thing.
He be learning all the shit on there.
Yes.
Like he really be learning all the shit on there, bro. Yes. He's smart as shit. He don't just be on there watching bullshit. Like, he watch some funny shit sometimes, but he be learning. Then he walk around the house saying the shit that he was learning.
It just like the TV raised us. We didn't learn everything from our parents or like osmosis of like our friends. Like, we learned a lot of shit from MTV and BT, bro. Like, and watching television.
Or just being outside. Like, being around people, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so it's the same thing.
We wasn't who we was outside with our parents.
Yeah, no.
I mean, shout out to nature. Shout out to Nova. Shout out to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I mean, come on. We learned so much from TV.
Magic school bus.
Yeah, man. Like,
that's why I was calling you Mr. Frizzle on the way.
You can't. Oh. We can't hate on Ryan and Miss Rachel and
they stuff. Yo.
On they stuff. This is what they growing up on. So
it's 2026, right? We had the Jetsons. There's a lot of shit going on, that was in the Jetsons that's going on now. If we've been through this shit was gonna happen, like, you feel me?
We got
robots and shit. You can talk.
Well,
to somebody,
I think back to like face. People don't remember the Power Rangers had the communicators on their wrists, and they could talk to people.
Wrist,
that's the Apple Watch.
What the fuck you got right
now? That's what it is right now.
You got that shit on right now.
It's the same thing that they was using.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
But you name Gadget, you name is funny. You name. I'll tell my story why I named Bella. It's not like I did it by myself. I mean, me and her mom decided on it, but I was the one who suggested it. But Trey is for the third, right? So he's
the third.
Colin Fiqua, the third.
Third, yeah.
I'm a third. And people always ask me.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You've been a third.
I've been a third.
Yeah, you've been a third. It's definitely say third ball on this joint. Like.
People, so it's two different. I got two different things to say about that. So first, like, I always, like, I didn't know my grandfather that well, who I'm named after. Like, he lived with us late in his life. Like, I didn't really start to meet him till I was, or like really be around him till I was like 11 years old. He died when I was 13. So I always felt like I had this longing to know who he was, because I'm named after him. Not just because, I mean, he was my grandfather, but that was
it's
like
your grandpa,
that extra sauce on it, right? It was just like, this is the person I'm named after. I want to know this person. Same thing with my dad, right? I mean, I grew up with my dad, but there's a lot of things I didn't know about my dad. So I had this longing to know about him. And then people would always ask me, like, oh, if you have a son, you're going to name him the fourth? And I'm like, no, probably not. I'm like, first of all, that's just too many. That's too many Robert Bells in the world. And second of all,
too
I guess
Rob
it's
Lowe's.
Like, it's like that cliche saying of like, oh, I want him to be his own person. Did you have any of those thoughts when it came to your dad or your son about naming him the third, or was that just always gonna be that?
I think it was gonna be that. Like my son, mom, like when we knew he was a boy, like I think like I was saying, like, you know, his name gonna be Colin, like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think she ever said any other name either, though. Like, you know, once she knew he was a boy.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, I don't expect him to name his son after him or after me or after my pop. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I already did that, you know? And I did that, you know, even though, like you said, like you said about, think you want to know more shit about your pop and shit like that. Same, I can relate to that, something, you know what I mean? But it was like a lineage thing.
Yeah.
Like, my pop, me, and you.
Yeah.
It don't got to be another one of us in the world, for real, for real. It's three of us out here.
That's the lineage, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be in somebody's history book one day. You know what I'm saying? It's in somebody's census right now. You feel me?
So I named Bella Bella because my thinking was if she ever got married, she would still have Bell in her name.
Yeah, that's funny as shit, man.
Featuring lo-fi music from Alo-Fi. You can find more beats on all streaming platforms by searching Alo-Fi. Thank you. Plants and Beats is produced by Rob Bell with music by Alofar. Subscribe to stay updated and follow Rob Bell and Alofar on social media. The information is in the show description. Peace and blessings. See you next week.